What's going on, everybody? Y'all know what it is. It's Tony on Lady Talks. We about to get in this shit. Get talking about what it is we want to talk about. Shit. Roll them up. Pack a bowl. Fill up a cup if you drink. Let's get this shit roll. Alright, so today I wanted to talk on how, like, when we making friends, or now I want to talk about how when you speak to a person, like, depending on how you speak to them, like, determines where the conversation will lead. Like, you can tell a person hi and they'll respond by saying hey. They may ask you how you doing, and you might respond by saying I'm all right. But in reality, dog, that shit has a deeper meaning to it when a person asks you how you doing. Like, man, it was something I was watching, and like, what the fuck? They was like, it was saying some shit like, don't ask a person how you doing if you're not gonna sit and listen when they give you the reply.
That's so some real shit. Oh my god. Like, I hate the question how are you doing, because I always want to answer genuinely, but we as a society know that you're not supposed to do that. Like, automatically you don't answer the question how are you doing genuine, because regardless of how you're doing, you're gonna say one of like maybe three things, like, oh, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm cool, some shit like that, right? But that's not true. And I remember one time I know why now that you don't really answer the question truthfully, because people aren't ready for that. I remember one time I was working in student housing, and we were doing a tabling session, and we were out on the college campus, and, you know, we were passing out flyers and promotional items to college students.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're tabling, people don't want to come by, so we had to, you know, draw people in. We were like, you know, hey guys, you know, what's up, how you doing, and everything like that. And this one guy walked by, did the same thing we did to everybody else. Hey man, what's up, how you doing? He's like, oh, not too good. I was like, shit. Fuck.
Yeah,
no.
He with a bomb.
Because it wasn't just like, oh, not too well. It was like a true, oh, not too well.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And then you can't help but to, after that, ask what's wrong.
Yep.
You're like, fuck, why did my mouth do that? Why did my mouth word look like, why'd they come out of there?
Yeah.
And then, so you're asking them, like, well, what's wrong? And he was like, oh, you know, well, I just found out I'm going to get, well, I'm making this up now because I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was pretty much the same. He's like, you know, I just found out my mom has cancer. I'm going to get kicked out of my house pretty soon. I can't really afford to pay rent. And that kind of sucks. And I'm like, because, like, what do you, because first of all, he's a stranger, so I have no connection to him whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's not anything to do with, like, me being empathetic, me having to, none of that. I don't know you. So, like, what? I'm thrown off. And then it's, you want to do something, but you don't know what to do, because, again, I don't know you. And it's like, do you want me to do something? You feel bad, and it's just, you try to, you want advice? Like, what do you, how do you handle this situation? What is the social protocol for a situation like that? If someone answers a question genuinely, what do you do? Like, that's so unfortunate that we don't know how to comfort our own people. We don't know how to comfort the people around us. And, like, if somebody says, I'm not doing too well, and it's somebody you don't know, it throws you off. Because after that, you know, he just walked away, and I didn't know what to do for the next, like, 3 or 4 hours of my day. I was truly taken aback. I mean, later on, I had some food, but I was still thinking about it. I was like, wow, what do you do?
Yeah. Like, man, I had the same situation at work. This one lady at the front desk, like, she's cool people, though. Don't get me wrong. Like, it'll be someday I'll just say, hey, because I know if I be specific and say, hey, how you doing? She gonna let me know what's up. And I don't usually stop by her desk unless I know that I got, you know, a little time on my hand, check up on, see how she doing, see if she all right, she cool and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the times where I ask her how she doing, she hit me with these crazy stories of what she's going through. But it's like, my response to it is mainly to just listen and ask questions when I raise a question in my head, like, so what did you do this to fix that problem or some shit like that? Like, what you do to fix the problem? Like, or what are you going, like, just asking questions to see, like, I don't know, just to get them to see that they can fix the problem or some shit like that, just by like questioning them and shit like that. But that's what I usually do when I ask a person how they doing and they hit me back with some like really crazy shit. I just ask a question or just sit back and listen, bro. Cause man, that shit, it's crazy. Like, when the person asks me how I'm doing, I don't never go into detail, bro. Ever.
Me neither.
Like, if I'm feeling a little alright, like, I'd be like, I'm here. Yeah. It can be better type shit, but I don't know. You ain't gonna never catch me going into detail. But I realized that the reason why people do that is because they so filled up with a lot of shit. And shit, they probably go home to a spouse that they don't even fucking talk to, bruh. Or somebody they don't talk to. They go home and don't talk to nobody. Or they don't go home at all.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit. So, like, a lot of people got a lot of shit built up. And when you ask them that shit, if you're gonna ask a person that shit, you gotta make sure you prepare for the answer. Because a person is gonna load you with some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta watch out when you ask them that shit.
And not just when you're asking it, but like how you ask it. Because I realize now that whenever I ask that question, it's not random people that respond with these in-depth answers. It's not random at all. The way I ask is what triggers it. If I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? It'll cause like a, I'm doing all right, yeah, okay, what's up? But if you ask them, oh, hey, how you doing? And it's like, oh, because they can feel that you're feeling some type of way and the energy is just there and they latch onto that. And if they latch onto that genuine energy, they're going to be genuine right back. And you're just like, oh my God, wait, pause. I wasn't ready. Oh no.
You're not lying, dog. Like, that shit, like, that just shows you, like, how energy, like, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, transfers from one person to another.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're giving off that good energy and it bounces off to somebody else. Like, how you were saying, like, if you ask a person, hey, how you doing? In, like, a nice, high, greeting tone, like, they're gonna respond back in the same way. It depends, certain situations, but majority of the time, yeah. But, like, that shit, I don't know, it made me think about, like, how when I be at work and I'm at the metal detector and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask a person in a tone, like, hey, how you doing? You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they'll come in and you can tell, like, they have a, like, they drag and they moving a little slow and, like, you tell something wrong.
Yeah.
And shit like that. And then they hit me back with, I done fell off my porch or something like that. And this, that, and the third. But for real though, like, they'll hit me back like with the same kind of energy. But like, if they come back through, like, say for instance, because I see the same people damn near all day, like when they come through the metal detector if I'm over there, and like they'll come through sometimes and be like all down and shit like that. But like, like you said, like if you like ask them in a really high tone and a high vibration and shit like that, like they're gonna respond back. They're gonna like when I ask them how everything, you good now, everything good, they'll be like, yeah, it's getting a little bit better type shit. So you're right, like just how you ask a person, like how they doing, like if you ask them in a really nice tone, then I don't know, I feel like you can help the person out with their energy, like give them a little boost.
I wish people would like go around asking how you're doing more often. Wouldn't that be nice to just walk around and have random people ask you how you're doing, and then you could just have the opportunity to genuinely tell them, and you can just, you know, get a little peace throughout your day.
I gotta first get comfortable with letting motherfuckers, I mean, doing that shit my damn self. Like, I'm comfortable with people unloading certain things on me and shit like that, because I know how to block out certain energies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to myself, I don't like to be too open as far as when a person asks me how I'm doing. But I don't know, that would make a nice change. I don't know, it'll be something different, something new, so why not?
I mean, no, I'm the same way. Like, I don't really open up too much when people ask me, like, hey, how you doing? And like you said, if I'm feeling it, if I'm in the mood, I might give a little extra, like, it's all right.
Yeah.
It could be better. But that you, like you said, that's nothing more, nothing less. Yeah. That's all you get. Because I don't want people in my shit. I don't want your sympathy right now. I don't need that from you. I just want to deal with this and be a little sad to myself. Just let me have this. Yeah. Go away. I don't want you around right now. And they don't understand.
Yeah. I hate it when like when there's times where you know that you can get through some shit and somebody just thinking that you like really down. It's like, nah, dude, I'm good. I can get through this shit by myself, dog. I'm cool. And they constantly coming around you like you're just all down. I'm like, bro, I'm good. Like, this some shit I handle. Like, I don't know. Like, stop pressing the issue. If I know that it's not an issue, don't press it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if you don't know what I'm going through, don't. I don't know. Sometimes it's like, I don't know, dog. Like, sometimes I feel like when I'm trying to be open to a person, sometimes, like, a person to give me some advice that'll be kind of, like, I don't know, some crusty-ass advice. I'm just going to say it's just some crusty-ass advice.
Like, some shit that don't relate to you?
Yeah, and it's like, they try to, I don't know, like, pound that shit down on you. Like, that's what's going on type shit.
Like, they
nah,
know you.
Bro, chill out.
Like, you don't know me. You have no idea what I'm going through.
That's not even on the topic of what I'm going through, dog. So, I mean, I appreciate the effort of trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Be empathetic and shit like that, or show sympathy towards my emotions or whatever. But, nah, brother. I can do without it. Especially if I know that I'm good. Like, if like, cause usually, like, if I do tell a person, like, what I got going at the end of it, cause, like, if it's something, like, if for one, if I'm telling you this shit, it's because I know I can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. But I'm gonna tell you because I probably want to vent at the moment. But, like, if I tell you something at the end of it, I'm gonna always say, but it ain't nothing I can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. To me, when I imply that shit, I'm letting the person know, like, it's all good. It's just shit happens in life, bro. That's it. And, like, I don't know. People just constantly go forward with thinking that they got the solution to your problem when in reality they don't. Like, I don't need a solution to my problem. It's just shit I have to get through.
Unsolicited advice can be nerve-wracking. I don't appreciate, like you were saying, I don't appreciate when I tell somebody, when I find the time to just tell somebody what I'm going through. I'm deciding to open up to you. I'm actually taking this rare opportunity, and then you just want to badger me down with all these nonsensical things. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm not receiving what you're throwing. I can't. Nope, it's not happening right now.
Like, this shit, it's crazy. I talk about what I don't like about as far as communicating with people, but what I do like about being open with people and shit like that, because I don't really have a problem with being open with people. It just depends on, like, I gotta kind of peep you out before I become open. Like, if I see you, I just say you restricted mentally, if that makes sense. Like, if I see you somebody who, your mental, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, the level on which a person thinks, like, the shit that they talk about, the shit that they do, like, when I peep that shit out and see, like, I don't know, see all the shit that a person do, that's what determines if I'm gonna be open with you, because you will see a person that, I don't know, that's always, like, trying to, like, see what's going on with people, but that's the farthest that they'll go. And if I peep that, you just trying to see what's up with me just to be nosy as hell, bro, I'm not gonna fuck with that shit, dog.
Yeah.
That's what pisses me off. But, like, I don't know, dog.
I think that's with everybody, though. I think everybody wants to make sure that, you know, they peep somebody out before they go off telling them their business. Because you don't just want to let everybody all up into your shit, unless that's just how you are and you don't care. Like, you don't have secrets. And that's fine. Do you, brother. Do you. But me personally, I'm not down with that. And that's okay.
It's crazy. I was just not saying how I'm supposed to be talking about what I like about socializing. What do you like socializing about people?
I like nothing about socializing with people. Socializing with people is a sin. Okay, it was a construct of the devil. I don't know why someone would make you talk to other people, but it is the devil's work. That is Satan's manifest right there. Socializing. I spit on you. It causes me no, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to make friends, and it's not going how I want it to, mainly because I have a lot of anxiety talking to people. I can start up a conversation. I can talk. I can ask questions. I can have a conversation. That's not the issue. It's finding the motivation to continue it, right? Like, because I like other things. I like watching YouTube videos and eating Cheerios, and texting gets in the way of that, all right? Socializing gets in the way of me loving me, okay? But I also need to understand that maybe I need to share that love with other people, like friends. I have a total of 4, and I don't even talk to them. I do sometimes. I don't. It's okay. But socializing is bad, and do it, you should not. What? That is my message to the world.
Fuck no, you're steering the people around. Hell
no. Yeet to socializing. Put it on a fucking t-shirt. I want to see him erwer.
This gotta open up a little bit more. It's, I don't know, like, being out here, a lot of motherfuckers out here, like, weird as fuck. So it kind of makes you want to not fuck with nobody in the first place. Everybody all drugged the fuck out. They're like, what the fuck going on? But on the real, like, on some real shit though, like, you gotta, like, socializing is important as fuck. I know you being sarcastic as hell.
Yeah, no, I understand the importance of socializing and making friends and such. It's very important, and that's why I'm trying to make an effort to be more social and to talk to people and all these things and whatnot. But at the same time, you know, I like to take things one moment at a time. So I'm not gonna, like, rush myself into talking to every person that I see on the street. I'm not just gonna thrust myself
into that. No, fuck no. I don't do that shit either, but, like, it's like,
I will, like, I don't know.
I'm open to the interaction, like, if it comes across, like, because it be times where, man, I find myself talking to a motherfucker off some weird shit. Like, it was one time, this one dude asked me for directions to Greyhound and shit like that, and I had, what the fuck, I was bumping Erykah Badu through my speaker and shit, and, hell, we got to talking about the damn song and how early it was and shit like that, and it was cool-ass conversation. You would swear we knew each other, like, about 3 years. But, like, I like that type of shit because, I don't know, let me know, man, everybody ain't fucking weird as hell and all retarded. But, like, I don't know, it shows me why socializing is important. Because, I ain't gonna lie, like, when I came across dude, he looked like he was mad as hell because he didn't know where the fuck he was going. You can tell that he was asking a lot of people where the Greyhound was, but they was like, I don't know, when it's up the street. But he was trying to get to the Greyhound because he was trying to, he didn't ask me what Greyhound was. He was trying to figure out, what is that shit called when you send money to people? MoneyGram or some shit like that.
Money transfer or something.
Yeah. Like, he was looking for, Western Union. He was looking for a Western Union and shit like that. He was all pissed off. Nobody would tell him where it was. And I was like, shit, I can GPS it for you. He was like, all right, cool. And he came up to me and shit. I was like, man, you all right? And she was like, man, hell no. Nah, these motherfuckers ain't telling me shit. I ain't got no damn phone. I'm just trying to get this motherfucking money. And, hell, I GPS'd the damn Western Union, and it was one at the Greyhound. And he was like, shit, that bitch up the street. And he was like, shit, you bumping. Now, in my head, you got that good shit playing through your speaker, man, early in the morning. He was like, shit, that shit make me feel good, dog. Thank you, man. I was, I don't know, it just made me feel good knowing that, like, just by, like, being open and socializing at that little small moment. I don't know, it kind of turned dude from being mad to, I don't know, he was all right, you know? So, I guess that was to say the importance of socializing and shit like that. I ain't really got much more to say.
I think that was a good conversation. Yeah,
I'm about done. Damn, I can spark this back up. We about to close this bitch out. I don't know about y'all. You good, lady?
Yeah.
Alright, we out of mind. Finish our blunts. Finish that bowl. Take that last little sip. Don't overdo it, though. Y'all know what it is. Tony on Lady Talks. We out.
All right. This is Lady Antonio Talks. Today, we are going to be discussing compromise and healthy arguments. Just, you know, trying to go through how you can break down some of these barriers with you and your partner, how you all can come to some agreements when you're having disagreements.
Hey, y'all know what they do.
So, recently, we went on a trip to Nashville, and we kind of wanted to talk about that. I know that we were talking about it earlier. We learned a lot going on that trip. It was a different experience, and we wrote it down. We broke down some of the things that we learned, and, well, first, we're going to talk about what happened. Antonio, what happened on the trip?
All right, so, over the past weekend, you know, we celebrated the holidays with my mom and my pops. And it was the first time, you know, my lady and I were, you know, together with my mom. You know, this was the first time I've ever, you know, brought somebody to my mom, you know. So that was one thing. And two, you know, the whole experience was, it was all great, you know, it was all good, you
it
know.
Was.
I loved it, like, every moment. So, damn, I don't know what I was gonna jump on first.
Well, just talking about the trip, I thought it was amazing. It's something that I'd really never experienced before. Most holidays, it's just me and my mom, so we don't really do anything. We're not really, like, a holiday-celebrating type of family. But this was a nice change of pace. It was really cool being able to see all these different aspects of your family get together and care about each other, because I don't see that on a regular basis, nor have I ever experienced that consistently. We smoked. There was hot chocolate. There was tea. Oh, we wore matching pajamas. That was my favorite part. Before we even went on the trip, I was telling all my coworkers, like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We're all going to wear matching PJs. We're going to look that cute. It's going to be awesome.
Like, the part that I, you know, highlighted the most was the fact that, you know, you and my mom were talking. You know, y'all was talking about us. And it was, you know, y'all was talking about, you know, yourselves to each other, and just, you know, getting along. Not even, I won't even say getting along, but, like, just, you know, bonding, you know, just seeing that and experiencing it, like, for the first time in my life, like, it's like a real changing experience, you know. It kind of makes me appreciate, you know, you more. It makes me appreciate my mom more. Like, it makes me, you know, see how much of a blessing, you know, I have, you know, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing that, you know, my mom likes you, and you being the first woman that I brought to her. Like, I didn't know how that shit was gonna turn out. Like, I knew that, you know, you're a good woman and shit like that, and I knew she was gonna see that off the rip, but everything else was like something new, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was great.
I thought that was wild. Like, I always had that fantasy in my head of meeting a guy's mom and, like, hoping that she liked me and stuff. So it was cool that she did like me, and I love talking to her. She's a real down-to-earth lady. I felt like I could be really comfortable around her. Don't get me wrong, I was still nervous because, you know, I wanted to like me, and that's your mom, and it's like this whole thing. But I don't know, I still feel like I could be myself.
It was crazy because, like, I think back when I first met your mom and shit, like, man, I was sweating hard as hell under my arm, because I'm like, man, I don't know how she gonna see me. You know, I know how I see myself. I know I'm not like no trash dude or no shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking more so about the fact that, you know, like, she care about you a lot, and You know, she don't want nobody around you that's gonna, you know, bring you down or put you in harm's way and shit, you know. And she didn't know me, so she didn't know what type of dude I was. Like, she didn't know, I would shoot a fucking brick wall over you too, you know. Like, it was crazy. But overall, like, my initial response when I first met your mom was, you know, to be myself and just, you know, see what the punches roll with after that. And it turned out to be great. You know, she liked me. You know, she ended up, you know, hearing about what type of person I am, like, deeply. And she ended up liking that shit. Like, off rip, she was already cool to me. You know, so it's crazy. You know, I think about the same situation with how you met my mom and shit like that. Like, both experiences was great.
It was great. But back to the topic at hand, we're here to talk about compromise. So, when we went on the trip to Nashville, we were talking about something that we had to compromise over, or mainly something that I had to compromise over. I love having Tonio's attention. That's my favorite drug, my only drug of choice, next to marijuana. It would be Tonio's attention. And I knew that when we were going on the trip, because we had gone on another trip beforehand, and when we went, I felt like I wanted all of his attention, but I didn't want to be that girl that was like, Tonio, and then like his family's like, what the fuck is she doing? Oh my God, leave her. No, I didn't want to be like that, but I don't know, it was weird because I knew Tonio, like, he hadn't seen his family in a while, and I wanted him to, you know, be able to be free and independent of me and just, you know, do his thing and not, you know, kind of like weigh him down. I know that I'm not gonna weigh you down, but like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so you get it. And you know, that was something that we had talked about on the last trip. So on this trip, I knew that it had to be different. I had to not be selfish and just think about me and what I wanted. I had to think about Tony and be like, you know, I can't have all of his attention because, you know, we do live together and, you know, I'm going to see him regardless, like, outside of this trip. So, you know, there'll be other times. And that was, believe it or not, that was really hard. It was extremely difficult. because, yeah, no, I did. But I just love me some of you.
Love me some of you too. Yeah, like, that's crazy because on the flip side, you know, in the back of my head, I knew that, you know, it was something that we both needed to work on as far as like our attention and what we give it to. Like, I know that I knew that I was gonna wanna, you know, give my attention to all my family members, but at the same time, I know that I had to still not be selfish of the fact that you still deserve my attention, regardless of where we at and who we're around, you know, so.
And I noticed that there was a difference between this trip and the last trip that we took. Like, in the last one, don't get me wrong, you were still there for me. You weren't being a dickhead or nothing. There were just, you know, a couple times where it was a little questionable, but you came back around. It wasn't nothing super serious. But this time was very different. Like, I felt like there was a good balance between the time you spent with your family and the time that I got to spend with you, too. So, I wasn't even too stressed about it.
Stressed. So, as far as what our message would be, I would say, well, on my end, I would say that for people who, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to put it in a sense, but basically the overall message is like, don't be selfish of your attention, no matter who you're around and where you are. Like, your partner is still, you know, your number one, you know, regardless of anything. And even if you feel like, you know, we're around each other all day, like, this ain't gonna matter. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of puts a damper on, you know, what y'all got on, in my opinion.
And basically just putting each other first, making sure that you're taking the other person's needs into consideration. Like, when you're having a situation, it doesn't even really have to be an argument. It can be something simple like, you know, wanting the other person's attention. When it's something like that, you have to think, okay, well, what was the other person, you know, going through all day? You know, what are the other person's needs? You know, how are they feeling right now? Do they even want to be around me? Not that they don't love you or nothing. It's just, you know, they might need some time to themselves. You have to remember that there's still a person that's independent of you, independent from you. There was something before you met them, and they're going to be something completely different when you're around. So you have to make sure that you're not just always thinking about yourself. You have to think, yeah.
Basically, putting your lover first. Like, it's so much that we have to realize, like, in moments where we feel like, you know, we should have all the attention, or we should be, you know, focused. We should have the focus put on us. We have to think about what our partner is doing, you know, what they're thinking about. Like she said, like, we're both still individuals, and together, you know, we're totally different in the sense of when you're with somebody. When you're with yourself, you know you know what you're gonna do. But when you're with somebody else, you know everything's changed, because you have to, you know, adapt with being around them and being with them and sharing experiences with one another. What's another thing I wanted to bring up? It wasn't really too much, but overall, like, I just wanted to get out, you know, how much work it is to make sure that you maintain a healthy balance with yourself and your significant other when it comes to attention and compromising. You know, you have to make a compromise when it comes time. Well, when it comes to a point in time where you feel like it's all or nothing type deal. I can't really just say that, but if it means something, you know what it is. I don't think we're gonna really make too much of a long video. Well, segment. But I did wanna get this little small little bit out. You cool? Alright, we're gonna go ahead and close this out, man. Peace and love, dog.
What's going on, my good listeners? Y'all know y'all tuned into another great episode of Tonio Talks. This is Tonio and Lady Talks with a new segment. My lady not here right now, but I did want to come in here and kind of give y'all a little brief little update on what's to come for this episode. I can't really spill all the beans that I have, because it's going to kind of blow away what I got coming up in the next 2 months from now. The reason why I say the next 2 months is because me and Lady will be going on this whole new different life journey that, for one, not many black people do, and two, not many people our age in like their 20s is really doing this shit. So it's going to be some drastic fucking changes. It will be a story to motherfucking tell, I promise you that. But most of all, you know, y'all will get a first-hand view, because I will be starting this YouTube channel. I created it today. I may upload my first video tomorrow or later on, you know, after this segment. But it will be a turn of events coming, you know, in the upcoming 2 months from now, because, like I said, we have to get accustomed to this new way of living that we will, you know, be going through. Living through. I really want to spill the fucking beans, but I'm supposed to be putting y'all on game, dog. This transition that we will be making, that's what I was saying. Like, not only will y'all see us firsthand transitioning, but y'all will also experience, you know, what it's like to live the way that we're living and, you know, how we are able to afford it, you know? So, like I said, I want to keep this as much of a big-ass secret as possible, just to keep y'all, you know, at the edge of y'all seats to really kind of think what the hell Tonio and Lady got going, you know, what they finna be doing and all of this. It's like I said, man, it's some new shit, dog. It's pretty wild. Not many people go down this road. They go down this journey. But for me and her both, you know, for one, you know, this is something we feel is coded in our purpose. Not only that, but it's something that we deem as what we want to do with our lives. You feel me? So it all just goes with each other. It's all in alignment, you know. But enough about that part. Like I said, I know Lady not here, and this episode ain't been updated in a long ass time. But that's because, man, we really been, you know, on our little thing. Like, you know, Lady got her hat business and her crafting and shit like that. So we really been on our own little thing. But like I said, man, 2 months from now, really expect this episode to really grow. Yeah, I was speaking on the YouTube channel. Tonio Talks will have a YouTube channel. A lot of my listeners out there, you know, that never seen my face and never actually took the time to go to my Facebook and shit like that, y'all actually get a view of how the hell I look and kind of get comfortable with who I am. Because, I mean, shit, eventually, hell, I'll probably meet one of y'all and shit. Somebody will be teaching me some shit. You feel me? So not only just me, but shit, y'all get to meet my lady and all of that. But just be looking out for a whole different shift, not only in just this episode, but just Tonio Talks, the brand, period. You know, it'll be a lot to come. I'll be starting my Dream Catchers Facebook page later on tomorrow. I have a few things that, like, it's a really busy fucking time right now. That's all I got. But I do want to brief y'all to let y'all know y'all will be having a bit more of Lady Antonio Talks. Well, I won't even say a bit, but a lot more. And we will, you know, tie a little bit of our self-awareness in this. Well, mainly me, but I'm pretty sure Lady will be too. Man, what's some more shit? I'm trying to really make sure that I don't leave nothing out for y'all. But all in all, man, look, like anything else, I would just tell y'all, you know, stay tuned, man, because the shit's going to be coming. And I know y'all will really enjoy this shit, because it'll make people think about how they live, you know, what they view as a secure life, how they see life as really living and shit like that, man. Like, I promise y'all, this new segment, this new episode is gonna shake a lot of people's fucking realities, dog. So just stay tuned. Peace and love, dog. This your boy Tonio, and y'all tuned into Tonio Talks, and I'm outie. Peace and love, man.